Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and we want to thank you so much for joining us. And wow, what a beautiful day out here at Extreme Auto Repair. We want to thank our good friend John Rush and Drive Radio for inviting us to come out and take part of this live remote. And Dennis Brewster is the owner. Again, we're at 10274 South Transfoot Road, right out here in Parker. Just, what, one block off of Parker Road, right?
Yep, yeah. Just south of Lincoln.
South of Lincoln here. So that voice you hear is Kevin Flesh. Say welcome to him. Kevin, thanks for being out.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Man, I'm telling you, beautiful day, too. And, of course, my buddy Red Merrill. Red, welcome.
Hey, Scott, it's good to be here this morning.
All right, and we have several things lined up. An hour's not going to probably hold it all, but we're going to do our best. And we also have Dr. Dagmar Borchick here with Cornerstone Hearing. Dagmar, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
I guess we'll call you Dr. Dagmar, okay?
That's right.
Dr. Dagmar. All right.
It's all good.
Again, this is Sportsman of Colorado, and we want to thank all of you for joining us. And if you're here on the grounds, come by and see us. We'd love to meet you and say hello. We have some great sponsors, One Shot Gear, a few of them, Outdoorsman Attic, No Limits Archery, Len Lyle Chevrolet, and we're going to be talking with some of these folks here just a little bit later. But let's go right to the phones first of all. I want to talk to Paul Morgan. Paul, how are you, sir?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing,
Scott?
Sir? Yes, sir.
How you guys doing over there?
Hey,
you guys
Paul,
ready for archery season
great,
or what?
Man. We're out here. Yeah, we're out here doing a live remote, man, at a great car show. So, boy, if you're a car enthusiast or you want to talk about the outdoors, we'd love to have you come by our booth here. So come see us. But, Paul, tell us about this Marksman for Heroes Steel Challenge.
Okay, so the Steel Challenge is three disciplines, pistol, rifle, shotgun. You shoot three stages each discipline, and it's $50 per discipline, and then proceeds go to help local combat veterans. So one, you get kind of a tax write-off for shooting, which is pretty cool, and then also you're helping your local Denver veteran by shooting and participating in this. It's August 30th out at Lead Valley Range. I'm taking signups today. I'm actually out here at the El Jebel Sportsman's Raffle, and it's just a good cause and a good time, a great sporting event that goes to really help some deserving veterans. So,
okay, now where are you located today?
I'm out at the El Jebel Sportsman's Raffle. That's West 50th Avenue out at their event center.
Oh, at the event center. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Again, this is a great event. And again, it's Marksman for Heroes Steel Challenge, August the 30th at 9 a.m. at Lead Valley Range, Monahan Road, Deer Trail. And if you want more information, you can call Paul directly, 816-617-6035. The entry fee is $50 per shooting. Let's see, is that per shooting discipline there through PayPal?
Yeah, it's $50 for pistol, $50 for rifle, and then $50 for shotgun. Now, you can do one or all three or however. It all comes with a lunch, and we got prizes. I also like to thank our sponsors, too, like Chip Allen of Crestline Mortgage and Ruger and Phoenix Weaponry, and we're auctioning off stuff from Spyderco, all kinds of stuff out there. So.
Okay, great. All right, Paul. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in, and we'll follow up with you and see how this event went for you. But, again, if you want to talk to Paul, 816-617-6035. So, Paul, we appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, take care. All right, that's Paul Morgan. Now, let's take our next few minutes here. We all just got back from Alaska. Kevin,
we did.
You too. So, why don't you tell us about your trip?
Well, my trip was pretty incredible. We did a trip with a fellow friend of mine that has been up there, Dave Duncan and Sons, on the Chosen River. And it's basically a river that flows into the Bering Sea. So you fly to Anchorage, then Anchorage to Bethel, and then Bethel to a small town or village called Quinnahockin. And then we got in boats, and we went up about 40 miles up into a camp that they put up every spring and take down every fall. And we fished the river. I saw 9 grizzly bears for the week. I saw more bears than I did people.
Wow.
And a ton of large leopard rainbows and Dolly Varden. And we caught some salmon too, but mostly we're going after trout, all fly fishing. The fun part about this trip is this particular river, you can mouse rainbows. So you can throw out what looks essentially like a deer hair mouse, like you're bass fishing, and catch rainbow trout on that. And they hit that thing like a train. And the dollies will hit different dry flies, skittering them across the top of the water too. And the dollies get up to about 29, 30 inches. So big fish on fly rods. The three other guys that I was with broke fly rods during the week on fish. And wow. So it was a really good time.
You can check out our bragging gallery, sportsmancolorado.com, and see a couple of Kevin's photos. Tell you what, I got to go to the phones real quick. I asked this gentleman to call in, and they're in Wyoming. A good friend of ours, Trevin Stolfus, with Outback Outdoors, and he's up hunting with another good buddy of ours, Quentin Smith, with QRS Outdoor Specialties in Wyoming. So, Trevin, how's it going?
Well, it's great.
I'm in
the field. I'm out in the field, so it's always great.
No kidding.
We're all on location today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, we got your one picture posted on our bragging gallery. Tell us how that kill happened. You said you used several tactics, so tell us about a few.
Well, what do they say about the best laid plans of men? They're just simple. I think God has the real plan in mind, and so we try and be prepared and do our best, and sometimes that doesn't always work. But that's why hunting, bow hunting specifically, is so exciting. We were up there, and of course, we were the first bow hunters to hunt there on the Split Rock with Quentin Smith and QRS Outdoor Specialties. And they're cutting hay on these big pivots. And, of course, these antelope come in off the sage, as you can imagine. It's quite a draw for the wildlife, too. But with this fresh hay cut and then the new growth coming up, they were hitting the ag fields pretty hard. But you know how antelope are. They got such great eight power binocular eyes, and they're hard to get close to. And so we tried spotting and stalking and decoying. It's a little early for decoying, and we tried a couple of different things. What we ended up doing was using some of the farm equipment, the trucks, to create a diversion and sneak up to within range. You sometimes you just got to overcome and adapt to things that don't bother them. And you know, you got to fool their ears, their eyes, and their nose. And we were finally able to get into range and getting creative and arrowed a buck that was really, really good. Matter of fact, turned out to be much better than I originally field scored him and tickled with him. But any trophy with a bow any animal with a bow is a trophy. So I don't want to diminish any animal taken. But so it worked out great.
Trevin,
course, go ahead.
Oh yeah, Trevin, this is Red. Are you doing the filming or are you doing the hunting?
Well, I was hunting. We had it was kind of special. My dad came up from New Mexico. And he was running a camera, and then we had two other cameramen. So we had a full crew. And, whenever I hunt with Quentin, it's more like hunting with friends than an outfitter. I've been hunting with him for so long, and we've been such good friends. It's more of, like you just go out and hunt with your buddy. So we had a great time. And we got it filmed, and, with all the GoPro, I think we ended up having about eight cameras running at one time. With all the different cameras we had.
Wow.
So it's going to make for a good episode, that's for sure. And like I mentioned the other week when I hosted the show, that's just the first of the three parts. I've got that Wyoming, I'm calling it the trifecta, where we've got antelope, and of course now that's down, and I'll be going back in a couple weeks for mule deer, and then elk. So we're going to try and kill three species with the bow and arrow there, right there around the Split Rock.
And this this ranch you're on, Split Rock Ranch, is one of the properties that Quentin has. How big is that ranch? It's huge, isn't it?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'd be lying to you if I even said I just know it. I don't think you could drive it in a day. It's humongous.
Sounds like Texas.
Here's the cool thing about this ranch is
if you're into hunting, you're probably into some ecosystem stuff and some habitat, and because that's going to help you be more successful hunting. This ranch has such distinctive changes in habitat. It has like three or four different ecosystems that all merge. And that's what makes this place so special, because you have your sage, you have your high country, you have your bluff country, you have your river bottoms all right there. And they all come together. And so you have whitetail, mule deer, antelope, mountain lions. I mean, it's just elk. It's a rainbow trout, brown trout. I mean, it's all right there. It's paradise.
Yes, and they also have a beautiful lodge there. They do corporate retreats, and of course
it's
tough. Get to stay there in the lodge when you go hunting.
It's, with Quentin. That's really roughing it there. Their lodge is gorgeous.
Yeah. That's my kind of hunting, you know.
Yeah, Fred,
you know how I am. I just assume hunt from the truck.
Exactly.
If Fred could shoot out the window of the home where he doesn't even have to get in the truck, that would be good.
Well, I believe
idea of hunting.
There was some antelope off the back porch. I don't know how good Red shoots a bow, but I guarantee this man, he could have shot with a 7mm mag off the back porch.
Well, you know, when I shoot with a bow, I like those 100-yard shots. You know, me and Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not real impressed by that, doesn't sound like.
No, I just hoping you're putting me and you can bet some money on those shots.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Trevin, listen, we appreciate it. Good luck. Be sure to tell Quentin hello. Red and I will be doing second rifle with him at his ranch in Walden. So we are looking forward to that hunt as well. So, and again, thanks for filling in for us a few weeks ago. And now, when's your show start, Outback Outdoors?
We'll start October 1st, fourth quarter. We kick right back up, and we'll be right in the thick of things. And, of course, the interesting things is we're hunting. And then the show starts, so we're actually working on season 7 as we're finishing up season 6.
So, okay, great. Well, Trevin, thanks so much, bud, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, you guys have fun.
You're listening
we'll talk
to Sportsman
to you
later. All right, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We're out at Extreme Auto Repair, 10274 South Transfelt Road in Parker. Come see us. We'd love to say hello. If you're on the grounds and you can hear us over with our speaker, if you would like a $20 gift certificate to Jim and Nick's Barbecue, I've got 5 of those at the booth over here with KLZ 560. If you would like one of those $20 gift certificates, come see us at the booth, the first 5 people. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck. A complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection. All for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We got Kevin Flesh here, Red Merrill, and Dr. Dagmar Borchick with Cornerstone Hearing. We're going to be spending some extra good time here on hearing and the importance of protecting your ears while you're out shooting and those even maybe by your side. So we're going to spend some time with her in just a moment. This segment is brought to you by No Limits Archery, our good friend Phil Mendoza. They're located at 4613 Monaco Street in Denver. This is the largest indoor archery range in Colorado, a full-service archery pro shop. And if you're not on their mailing list, you want to go to their website, nolimitsarchery.com. They are doing an extra special thing for seniors, if you're 60 years old, and also military, current or past. And if you'll let's see here, also, they'll do a discount for you on any products for military personnel. So check out their website, nolimitsarchery.com, and you'll find that's a great shop out there. Well, let's go to one of my favorite stores in Denver and the Inglewood area there. We've got Patty Paddock on the phone with Outdoorsman Attic. Patty, how are you?
Good afternoon, Scott.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and everything. I tell you, they got a ton of people out here, a great car show out here at Extreme Auto Repair. But we wanted to get you on because, I tell you, I love your store, and I know I say it all the time, but, I mean, it is one of the most fun stores that I think you can ever walk into.
Well, we enjoy it. It's been rather busy today, so I'm glad I didn't make it down there. I'm glad that we decided to do this on the air, you know, by phone instead of me going down. Yeah, we got a couple. Well, I just sold a Benelli, and we have a nice Weatherby 270 Win Mag. We have another Damascus. I think it's side-by-side Remington that just walked in the door, too, about 30 minutes ago. So we have a lot of firearms that we
really
can, yes, and we have some lots of fishing stuff. It's still walking in the door, so it's not too late. Actually, it's kind of nice out for fishing. The fish don't mind the rain. So
Patty, I was in about a month ago looking through all your fishing stuff and all of the different things that you have in the store. What's been of interest of late that's shown up at your door to resell?
Well, I like this bag that actually just came in. It's a Sims bag, and it's a travel bag. You can actually roll it and take it on the airplane with you. I take that back. I think you're going to have to check it in. But it has a rod holder that fits inside, along with another little Sims bag that goes inside for your tackle, and you can put your clothes in. And therefore, you're not having to juggle a rod case with a fly rod and all that. Or you can just, you know, throw your waders in there, leave your clothes at home. It's a really nice bag. And that literally came in about 15 minutes ago. And we have this other.
Yeah, Patty? Nice,
yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up.
Oh, no, and there was another nice bag for traveling. I don't know if it's probably legal on the airlines, but it has a...
Legal.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that you would have to check it in, but it does have a bottom part in which you would put your gun if you were traveling. So maybe you wouldn't need an extra case. I don't know. Or at least put it in the back of your trunk and nobody would know that you've got a gun in there. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Patty, but,
let me break in there. You said somebody brought in a Benelli. Now, I can't imagine anybody with a Benelli wanting to get rid of it because we love the Benelli shotguns we have. Exactly what kind of a gun is it?
Do you remember? Well, actually, I just sold it. And, yes.
Oh, she sold it, Red.
I just sold the Benelli. And we're waiting on the background check, which is taking about an hour right now. But, yeah, this person had a Benelli as a side-by-side. I'm looking at the box right now. But anyway, it's nice.
Well, whoever bought that, they're getting the top-of-the-line shotgun, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Scott and I have a couple of those. And, I mean, we love shooting them. They work flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Benelli is one of the top shotguns on the market.
Yes, well.
Now, the outdoorsman. Go ahead, Patty.
Oh, I was just going to say the Benelli literally lasted 2 days in the store. So that's why a lot of guys come in all the time because they don't want to miss anything. They might not purchase,
absolutely,
but they want to make sure that they're not going to miss something. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to encourage all our listeners to stop by the Outdoorsman Attic there on South Broadway, and because they've just got a variety of different things in there, and you never know what you're going to find. You go in and find this fantastic deal on a Benelli shotgun. I mean, how unbelievable is that? I can't believe anybody would actually want to get rid of one, but you just never know what you're going to find, and you need to stop in there often.
That's right. That's right.
It is the Outdoorsman's Attic. They're located at 3435 South Broadway in Englewood, 303-781-3626. I call this the Forrest Gump store. It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. All right. So I'm telling you, it is a great store. And I will promise you this. You'll get friendly service. You'll find great values. And now let me tell you how their consignment deal works real quick. Basically, you bring it in. If they consign it for you, it's a 15% commission, which basically I'm just, you know, simple
terms.
That is
for firearms.
It's a great.
That's for,
yeah.
Scott, that is,
and then
for,
what is it for clothing?
For clothing, it varies. It would be, if we sell something up to $100, it's a 50-50 split. If we sell something for over $100, like a belly boat, that would be, the consigner would get 60%. And something like a kayak or a very high-end belly boat or something, and we'd sell it for over $500, you would get 75%.
Okay, great. And as she mentioned, they've got a lot of nice farms. Like I say, I was in the other day, they had a beautiful Weatherby 270 with a Redfield scope on it. They had a 1951 .30-30 lever action Winchester. I mean, beautiful gun. I think it was $800 or $900. I mean, and so it is a great value. So check it out, 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. If you'll stop in, tell Patty you heard about us. I promise she'll give you an extra good deal there. And so Patty, again, we want to thank you guys for how you support our show, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you in the next few days.
Okay, you have a great afternoon, Scott. And hi, Red.
All right, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Okay. All right. Again, that's the Outdoorsman Attic, 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. Their number 303-781-3626. Now, if you know that area of town, you're thinking, boy, there's not much parking on Broadway. Circle around to the back, plenty of parking. And it's the Outdoorsman Attic, and it's an outdoor gear consignment, including camping, fishing, hunting, firearms. They sell licenses, bait, and more. And as I mentioned, additional parking in the rear. Just got a text message from a buddy. Said he's 60 miles east of Rawlins, Wyoming, and hearing us very loud and clear for Sportsman of Colorado. So that's a good thing. Now, before we get to our next break here, I'm going to bring Dr. Dagmar Borchick in, and then we're going to visit more throughout the last half of the show. But first of all, again, Dagmar, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about just Cornerstone Hearing.
So Cornerstone Hearing Center is a family-owned private practice that's been around for about 8 years. I am the audiologist there, and most of our services deal with hearing loss, dizziness, tinnitus, which is the ringing in the ear that most people get when they have hearing loss. We do a lot of diagnostics so that we can assess the hearing loss and decide what kind of treatments is necessary, whether that is to refer to another physician or to do something to help treat tinnitus or help hearing loss as far as understanding or hearing better in difficult situations, ear protection for hunters, shooters, industrial, recreational. So we have a vast variety of services that we provide in a medical type of office.
Right. And I've known Dagmar for a very long time. Karen McDaniel is the owner out there as well. And this is a great facility. You know what? I'm just going to say this the way it is. You're not going to get the type of proper care at the big box stores. I'm just telling you that. And, you know, you need someone that really prides themselves on the type of care that they offer and has the expertise. I don't want someone selling me, you know, some hearing aids that just came over from the vacuum department or from selling tires over in another department, so they're running short, you know, at the hearing aid counter. So make sure you check out Cornerstone Hearing. Again, we're going to come back and we'll give you more information about them. But it is so important, and I told Red this even before the show today. I'm 56 years old, hunted all my life. I never used hearing protection before Red really got me to do it. And Dagmar got me really fixed up, you know, with the tinnitus thing, and that's the ringing in the ears, and that we're going to get into that and what that is. But basically it affects a lot of people in different ways. Some people it's a humming noise. I've got another friend that, you know, where it's like locusts, 1,000 locusts is the way he describes it in his head. Mine is like a high-pitched ringing. So while I haven't lost a lot of hearing, the aids that are available now, they can actually play some little chimes, and I'll let Dagmar give us the medical terms for all this, but they can even play some tones in there, some white noise, and it really doesn't cure tinnitus because, as far as I know, there's really no cure for tinnitus, but it does give you a good distraction from your brain, which doesn't take a lot for me, but it is something that really helps you and hearing. And, you know, my wife was talking today, and I was like, you can't talk too loud. I've got my hearing aid. I mean, because they are so perfect, and they're so small. A lot of changes have been made over the years. So get with Dagmar again. We're going to talk with her just a little bit further, but we're up against the clock for a break. This is Sportsman of Colorado. If you're here on the grounds now at the Extreme Auto and you can hear us out there, we have a couple of certificates left for Jim and Nick's Barbecue. They're $20 gift certificates. All you have to do is walk up to the booth and tell me you'll go, and we'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Jim and Nick's Barbecue, and it's located out by Bass Pro. So this is Sportsman of Colorado. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you have a question, we'll be right back.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzvus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wally. Got Kevin Flesh here, Red Merrill, Dr. Dagmar Borchick with Cornerstone Hearing. Let me give out their website at cshearing.com. You can reach them at 303-400-2988. That's 303-400-2988. And again, cshearing.com is the website. Let me tell you about a couple of our other sponsors, and we're going to get back to Dagmar here in just a second. One Shot Gear, they're located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. I'm telling you, I was out there yesterday, and they have kind of redone their store. But if you like nice products like Sitka, Night Force, Blosser Rifles, Burger Bullets, Seiko, I mean, they've got watches, stoves, tents. They've got it out there, and, I mean, beautiful store. And if you're not familiar with Sitka clothing, I'm going to tell you, it's awesome. I took my rain gear when we went to Alaska just a couple of weeks ago out in Valdez and needed it every day.
Yeah.
And but it did the job. And just had a buddy of mine call me from or actually text me from up in Montana or Idaho yesterday that was here during the summer and had gotten a Sitka vest, and he sent me that, and he said, I cannot believe how lightweight that vest is and how warm it is, and it's the best like we got ready.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
He said it was awesome. So stop out there at One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. Tell Alex or Grant you heard them on Sportsman of Colorado, and if you mention the show, they will take extra good care of you. Now, Jim Arnold was due to call us, so hopefully he will shortly. He's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. But if you're looking for big game hunting, you're looking for some great waterfowl hunting, check out their website, waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com. At Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, you'll experience some of the most extensive hunting knowledge, skills, and expertise in the business. They hunt some of the most prestigious properties in northern and southern Colorado. And they've got great reviews. Red and I went hunting with him during the last International Sportsman's Expo. And we had a great time, shot a lot of ducks. And just a couple hours, came back and worked the International Sportsman's Expo. So we had a great time with Jim and Kevin and Red and I. We're all going to get out with him a few times this year. So check out waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com.
That's going to work out well, Scott, since we'll be able to hunt in the morning and then have the show at 1.
Yeah,
be able to tell stories, right?
Yep. Yeah. Let's go to the phones real quick. We got Ted on the line. Ted, you're on Sportsman of Colorado's. Scott, Kevin, and Red. How are you?
Hi, fellas. I'm well. Thanks so much for taking the call. Listen, I have a question about a season coming up late October, early November, us bird nuts. The pheasant hunting has not been anything to brag about the last couple of years, of course, because we think a lot because of the droughts and stuff. In fact, the local joke when I went up northeast, clear east to Fort Morgan, was to see a pheasant, take a picture of it. It's been kind of lean.
Yeah, no,
I know there's some private farms, and that's a whole different issue. But I just wanted to see if you could have on, maybe as a future guest, September, October, whenever, some of the park and game people. Apparently, it's my I've heard that they go out and into the fields and actually do some kind of a count, sort of a sample of bird population. Do you know if that still goes on?
Yes, they do a little bit. And I have an appointment, I believe it's this Wednesday, with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We did have a gentleman on for the last couple of years, Randy Hampton. He was kind of their state information officer, and Randy moved away. So I'm going out to meet the person that took his place. And I'm going to be asking them several questions, and we're going to try to develop a segment with them each week. One, so we can have folks like you call in and ask questions, and then two, so you know, we can just kind of hear what's going on and what they're doing around the state.
Really, yeah. I was thinking, having driven a couple times northeast and under Nebraska, there's tall, tall corn out there. In fact, I've never seen such a rich green environment in the last 5 or 6 years. I went clear over to Grand Island and back a couple times, and I thought, hey, there's some cover. And that's been missing.
No kidding.
That's been missing in prior years.
Well, you know, this is the wettest year that we've had up in our part here around the Denver area and then up to the northeast in many years. We've been in what they called a 10-year drought cycle, and I'm hoping that this year it has broken that cycle. And, it's been very wet around here, and we, out at my place, out around Sedalia, we've got the best cover, and we've been seeing more deer, more elk, which we're getting real excited about that season coming up. But because Scott and I are going to get to do some waterfowl hunting and some pheasant hunting with a couple of these outfitters, we are really looking forward to that. And we'll be having a lot of information about those kinds of things on the show, and hoping everybody's going to be listening in and getting your chance to go out and shoot.
Well, Ted, we appreciate the call.
I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And again, we want to thank John Rush and our good friends at Drive Radio and Dennis Brewster for having us out today. We're at Extreme Auto Repair for another 20 minutes, 10274 South Dransfeld Road. If you got a few minutes, stop by. We'd still love to see you. Got two certificates left here for the $20 at Jim and Nick's Barbecue. If you can hear my voice out here on the grounds, come over the booth. All you got to do is ask, and we'll give you the last two certificates here to Jim and Nick's Barbecue. So, all right. Dr. Dagmar Borchick is with us again, Cornerstone Hearing. Their website is cshearing.com. You can reach them 303-400-2988. And as I mentioned, this is a privately owned practice, over 25 years of combined experience. I've known, feels so weird calling you Dr. Borchick, so I'm going to call you Dagmar, okay? I've known Dagmar for years, and just, I tell you, and I'm not saying this because she's sitting here, I have never been to a healthcare individual that cares more about people and the results that she's able to get them than her. And I mean that. And I have friends that have come from other states to see Cornerstone Hearing. So, again, a great job. But, guys, what are some questions you got about some
Well, you know, Dagmar, hearing? Of course, I got hearing aids from you. And I was born with hearing loss, and it's been a detriment to me out in the woods because, you know, you really can't wear your standard hearing aids when you're out hunting with a rifle or a shotgun because they don't automatically dampen the noise. And tell us a little bit about some of the products that you have that hunters can wear.
Okay. Before I go there, that's the biggest misconception about hearing aids. Many people that have them think they can go hunting with them, that they'll turn them off or open the battery door and now they'll work as a hearing protection. They will not. So don't do it. They are not hearing protection. Most of them are vented somehow, meaning that noise is still going to enter through the ear canal and cause damage. So hearing aids are not ear protection when they are off. Okay, now back to the other. there are lots of labs out there that do make wonderful ear protection. We have one in the neighborhood, Colorado Springs, called Westone, and they do make products for hearing protection, and the ones they make for hunters are called Defendears, and they can range anywhere from, you know, $100, $200 all the way up to $2,000. So if you want them electronic or digital, those are the more expensive ones. They have some called Defendear Passive, which are not electronic, so that they only attenuate about 4 decibels so that you can still have conversation or hear soft sounds like the leaves or the dog that's with you. And then you can pop a filter into it if you know you're going to take that shot pretty soon. Okay, and then take out the filter to have conversation and so forth. And then we can go all the way to digital, which now is a little more automatic, so it's got a volume control on there, so if you want to hear soft sounds, you can turn those up and down, again, such as speech, the leaves, animals in the background, and then as soon as you start shooting, it attenuates, and attenuates quickly. And so it keeps a lot of that sound out, not all. So another misconception, I'm wearing ear protection, why do I still have hearing loss, or why is it getting worse? I wish I could tell you it keeps it all out, but it keeps a lot of the dangerous levels out. So depending on how you're shooting, if it's one shot a day, three shots a day, or that automatic continuous shot, the digital is probably the way to go for those quick shots, because it is attenuating with every shot that's fired. Mm-hmm. So it depends on budget and what type of shooting you are doing.
Yeah, I've got a good friend that we go out to one of the pheasant farms in town here, he has the digital, and he really likes them because he can hear the leaves, he can hear the dogs doing what they need to do, he can still maintain contact with sort of the hunting experience, and yet when he shoots that shotgun, he knows he's protected, and that is a really important thing as we get older. I mean, you really should start young, right? But we all think we're invincible when we're 20.
That's true.
And it's really in your 50s when you start realizing what the situation is.
And I think a lot of times, too, you think of, oh, I'm just shooting a 22, or just shooting small calibers. I'm not shooting big calibers. I mean, it's really when you do some reading and research, it doesn't
take it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, for example, I'm not an expert at guns, but I'm assuming – well, I know your high-powered rifles and shotguns, they're at least 150, 160 decibels or more. Mm-hmm. A smaller gun, I'm not sure, but it's got to be at least 130 decibels. So if we were to graph that, anything at 150, 160, there's no time limit. As soon as that's fired without ear protection, that is instant damage. So, for example, anything at 100 decibels, you're only allowed to listen to that level for 15 minutes before it causes damage. So do the math. You know a gun is going to be at least that. It's causing damage. If not instantly, you just don't have much time. So you should really wear something to protect your hearing.
And Dagmar, you and I were talking earlier about the difference between earplugs and hearing muffs.
Yes.
A lot of people like to wear the hearing muffs. I personally like to wear the earplugs when I'm on the shooting range, and because earmuffs sometimes get in the way of shouldering your shotgun or your rifle. But like if you use earplugs, you have to be extremely careful and about putting them in your ears and how to put them in, because a lot of people think you just squash them and stick them in your ear, and then they really don't do the job that they're designed to do and block out the hearing damage, and people wonder why they suffer hearing loss even though they're wearing their earplugs, and it's because they don't put them in right. And
that's
just
correct.
With earplugs, just explain to us a little bit about how you have to put them in.
So if you're talking the foam style earplugs, you really have to squash them down pretty tight, if not twist them, because not everybody's ear canals are built the same. Some people have very small ear canals, larger canals, straight ear canals, curvy ear canals. So you really want to make sure that when you are pushing them in your ear, that you're pushing them in fairly deep. Not to where they cause pain, but you want them in deep because they will expand in your ear. That's the whole idea. But you want them to hold. So if you go up and once you've pushed them in there and you barely tug on it and it just comes out very easily, it is not sealing. And if there is not a seal, then it's going to allow that noise damage to come in.
And, I know one particular instance when I was working out at Rocky Flats with the Guard Force out there, and we had our own shooting range out there, and so we were out quite often shooting, and we almost everybody used those earplugs, which according to the box reduced by 29 decibels, and they were pretty good. But we had one guy that you could tell he just wasn't doing exactly what he should to roll them down nice and thin where you'd get them down deep in your ear canal. And in one time, in one day's shooting, he lost about 80% of his hearing.
Sure.
And it restricted where he could work on plant site because he couldn't hear good enough.
No,
and so, I mean, you have to be extremely careful. about not only wearing them but putting them in correctly, because mm-hmm. Sometimes you might not suffer any hearing loss, but at other times, I mean, it can just be devastating to your hearing. So we encourage everybody always wear ear protection at the shooting range. But then when you're out hunting, check out these digital hearing aids that Dagmar has. Give her a call, and she'll get you fixed up with some hearing aids that you can wear when you're hunting, so that you can hear all the sounds of the outdoors but still have protection when you shoot, and especially when you go bird hunting. And like with Scott and I, we always get into a bunch of birds, and we're shooting our shotguns nonstop. And of course, as everybody knows, we're killing everything that gets up. Scott and I never miss.
We got to get out with Kevin here, yeah, so he can see the truth.
Yeah. And so it's great to have the ear protection even when you're out.
It is. And if you can't afford the digital, or that's not a method you want to use, come in and we'll put custom earplugs on you, because then we know that they are definitely sitting in the ear canal properly, and you're not guessing at the foam plugs. If you do go out and purchase foam plugs and you are a shooter, make sure that NRR number is high. They can range anywhere from 5 decibels up to about 29, 30 decibels. The higher the number, the more protective they are.
And, you know, speaking about hearing protection, you could use some out at all of these car shows.
Yeah.
Because everybody likes to rev up these hot rod motors and stuff,
yes.
and which, of course, is great to do. But man, you need some hearing protection when you're around those.
Yeah, any type of noise that exceeds 85 decibels is considered noise damage. And it just depends on how much time you're spending in that noise. But something like the engine we just heard is probably well over 100 decibels. It's not something that you want to sit here and listen to for long periods of time, because it will cause permanent hearing loss.
And I was just talking to a lady before we came on the air that was walking around looking at all the car shows and stuff. Somebody started one of their vehicles, and I'm telling you, the roar of that thing. Of course, they like to brum, brum, like, do them like that.
And she did that pretty well.
She said,
yeah, you do that. How'd it go, Rev?
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. And she said, oh, I love that noise. And I said, you actually like the sound of that? And she was, oh, I love it. And
funny.
I thought, okay.
Well, Cornerstone Hearing, they're located at 25521 East Smoky Hill Road in Suite 220 in Aurora. Again, their number 303-400-2988, the website cshearing.com. We're late for a break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Bay Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, and we want to thank you for joining us today. Again, I have Kevin Flesh here, Red Merrill, Dr. Dagmar Borchick with Cornerstone Hearing. Real quick, just want to give a big thanks to Dennis Brewster for having us out today. We've been in Extreme Auto Repair for 4 hours with KLZ. Earlier on Drive Radio, our good friend John Rush. And be sure and catch John's show during the week. I tell you, you want a show where you just hear it straight and you don't get much of that out of the, quote, media today on TV or radio. This is a great show, Rush to Reason from 2 to 3. And, of course, I have Haystack Help Radio from 4 to 5. And then Sportsman of Colorado following Drive Radio every Saturday now from 1 to 2. Let's go to our good friend Dan Johnson. Dan, we had a hard time connecting last week, had a phone issue, but I wanted to be sure and hook up with you a few minutes early this week. So how are things going out at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet?
Oh, good. We're selling cars. This is the new hour. I don't get to listen to you. You're going to have to come out here and do the show so I can see what you're talking about.
Now, we will do that. We will get... we'll talk to John and see if we can set up a four-hour deal out there with you one Saturday.
There you go. But yeah, we're selling trucks today, selling cars. We got 0% financing on just about everything, everything new that is, and I mean, it's going well. We're busy today.
Good deal. And Dan, talk a little bit about your pre-owned inventory and what you may have some things out there.
Well, I do have a lot of pre-owned. I have about 150, starting at, well, I just sold a little Nissan for $5,000 with like 70, 80,000 miles on it, nice little car. So I have cars in that, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 range on up to, Duramax trucks that are, I got lots of trucks out here as well.
Great. I'll tell you. I love my truck. Red came over my house to ride over here with me today. We're doing this live remote, and he said, I love when people get in my vehicle. And Red, of course, has a big dually with you, but he goes, I love when people get in my truck and go, this is a nice truck.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And I know you guys do a good job telling them where you got it, too.
We absolutely do. Absolutely do. And I always want to mention the body shop at Lynn Lyle. Unfortunately, I've had to use it a few times under a stupidity of my own. Nothing real serious, except my last one was a serious accident. But they have a great body shop out there. And one thing I always like to put that word out, and Kevin's shaking his head, to let people know that the insurance companies cannot dictate where you get your car repaired. Do not let your insurance company steer you to one of their, quote, qualified shops or approved shops. You can take your car anywhere you want to. And Lynn Lyle does a great job. I've had mine out there again. Friends I've sent out there, and you guys have done a great job. So get out there and see them. And if you stop in, tell Dan you said hello. And you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. And again, I promise you, I've got guys that drive from other states here to get vehicles. If you're looking for a fun time, Dagmar, this is where I've been trying to get you to go. Okay. But if you're looking for a fun time buying a vehicle and you don't like all the games played and all, if you like that, don't go to Lynn Lyle because they don't play those games. They just, hey, you got a good trade, they'll tell you what they'll give you for that, give you the best deal on the new one. If you like it, great. If not, you shake hands and you're still friends. But I'm telling you, if you're serious about looking for a vehicle, get out to Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. So, Dan, we appreciate it, bud, and we'll see you this next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Stan Johnson out at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Man, an hour goes quick.
Yeah, it does.
Especially when we do a live remote like this.
And, you know, Scott, we're coming up on that time of year when serious hunters need to have a good four-wheel drive truck or other four-wheel drive vehicle like Dan has got out there. And I'm telling you, nothing makes your hunting trip quite so pleasurable as being able to have a good vehicle to get out there where you want to go and carry all your camping gear and everything that you need for the outdoors.
So, Dagmar, let's end it with you. Give a little plea for us stubborn guys to come in and get their hearing tested.
Well, please come in and get your hearing tested, especially if you are around excessive noise exposures. Hearing loss does not just happen with age. I see younger and younger generations. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years. The generations are getting younger and younger because of our technology. We're getting noisier. We have the ability to put things in our ears that are closer to the eardrum, which cause damage and, of course, permanent hearing loss. So it is not just an age problem like it used to be 50 years ago. Just like Red said, he was born with hearing loss. It does happen. There's lots of reasons for it. So please come in, at least get a baseline, especially if you are doing things that can hurt your hearing.
All right. Cornerstone Hearing, cshearing.com. They're number 303-400-2988. Dagmar's going to be on Haystack Help Radio, I believe, this week with me. Is that Thursday?
I think it's Thursday.
I think it's Thursday. Dagmar will be with me the full hour, so you'll look to have her more. Well, as I mentioned, an hour goes quick. Again, we want to thank Dennis Brewster with Extreme Auto Repair for having Drive Radio out with John Rush and his crew, and then thanks for letting us hang out for this last hour. If you need some vehicle repair, come out here and check them out, 10274 South Dransfeld Road in Parker. Again, thanks to all of our guests. We appreciate Patty Paddock with Outdoorsman Attic, Trevin Stolfus with Outback Outdoors, Paul Morgan, the Hero Steel Challenge. Again, check that out as well. Kevin, thanks for coming out.
Hey, it was good to see you again.
Lovely daughter.
Yes.
And Red, as always, great to have you. And Dr.
You bet.
Dagmar, thank you so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
This has been Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thanks for joining us. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. There you'll find Ask the Expert box there. Send us your question. We use it on there. We'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Cabela's. We also have a bragging gallery. We'll post your photo there. If you have any ideas for the show you'd like to hear about, email me, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. For my friends at Drive Radio, my name is Scott Watley. This has been Sportsman of Colorado. Leave it right here on 560 KLZ.
KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.